let's turn our attention to a couple of gentlemen that have no mugginess to them whatsoever. We head over to our friends in Casey, West Columbia, the president and CEO of the Chamber, Tim James, joining us now. Tim, good morning, my friend and brother.
Top of this morning. Vote early, vote often, right? Make sure we get out and vote today.
Well, vote early if you're in South Carolina. Vote often if you're in California.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll leave
it there. Good morning, Kevin. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for, again, allowing us to be with you the first and second Tuesday of every month. We genuinely appreciate what you do for the businesses throughout our community. And this morning, I got a very, very special guest, Craig Floyd, the Executive Vice President for MBCon Construction. I'm not going to take any of his thunder, but, you know, I think MBCon is well known throughout our community. 100 years they have been building the future. We see these buildings, we ride by them every single day and just forget sometimes that MBCon has constructed these buildings. But I'm so happy to have Craig Floyd with us this morning.
Well, hey, Craig, good morning, and thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Happy
thanks
to
for having me
you
on.
You betcha. You betcha. I really appreciate it, and love the opportunity to talk to someone who kind of gets it from what's going on behind the curtain when it comes to a lot of the construction. You know, as we talked about the history, and as we're going to talk about the history of MBCon going back 100 years, it's interesting because the industry has changed so much, obviously, over 100 years. And if you guys weren't able to change and maybe even influence the industry, you wouldn't be here. So it just goes to show that not only were you innovative 100 years ago, but also you've been able to change with the times, and that says a lot about your leadership. Let's talk a little bit about the company.
Sure. Well, we've hit already on the long, long tenure of the organization and coming up on 100 years, very proud of that. And to your point, even though the construction industry is often seen as slow to change and a laggard in some ways in adopting new technology, it is not immune to change, and being able to evolve with it is a very important attribute that companies need in the construction industry to stay viable and relevant for decades and decades, as MBCon has. We have offices all throughout the Carolinas, North Carolina, and Virginia. We have, at times, had offices in Alabama and Georgia as well, and there'll probably be a future where that's true again, but today we are prominently positioned in South Carolina and starting to make our way into being more relevant in Virginia and in North Carolina as well.
Well, that's wonderful, and I congratulate you on the growth and obviously on the expansion. We'll always consider you ours here, but we don't mind sharing you with others.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So the Charlotte market, it was When you look at a market that size and it's only an hour and a half up the road, it just seemed like it was a market we needed to have a presence in. And, to your point, we will always be a South Carolina-based organization.
Yeah, well, like I said, we know where you started, and that's what really matters. But at the same time, we don't mind sharing you because we know you do good work, and it's a good reflection on you, and it's a good reflection on our state to have a South Carolina company expanding. So that's good. Let me ask you this. I think people need to know, what do you do? I mean, I know you do general contracting. I know that you guys obviously do some tremendous facilities, all kinds of different facilities. But I mean, how big, how small, how little, how huge?
Great question. I would say we have probably built just about everything there is to build, you know, excluding large kind of power data type of facilities. But if it's a vertical building of any shape, size, or type, we've probably built it. No project is too small. We haven't found many that we would say are too large. We will literally go and swap out a door. If it will help a client of ours, or set us up to have a relationship to do more work with them in the future, oftentimes that's how a relationship starts with our clients. Is we help them with something that on the surface you might say is not a great project for us, but it's a way to show them what we're about and help them with something they need help with. digging in a little more specifically, I would say today, prominent sectors are education, K-12 primarily, although moving into the higher ed arena, healthcare, water infrastructure, hospitality, multifamily, you name it, seeing a fair amount of detention and justice law enforcement work these days. That's definitely becoming a more prominent part of our program. We specialize in, I would call them, value-based deliveries, construction management at risk and design build, where we're working with the owner and design team all the way through design and pre-construction to help get the project to a budget, a schedule, and other project goals and parameters that meet their expectations.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it and looking at the website and doing a little homework, as I always try to do before we visit. And I was looking at just some of the projects, and it's amazing. Almost everybody that's listening to this program has been inside a building in the Midlands area that you guys have done something with, and whether it's, you mentioned the schools that you're building now, or other things like hotels that you've been in projects, the convention center that you've done, parking garages, libraries, all kinds of stuff you guys have done right here in the Midlands area. So, I mean, that's important that people realize we're not just talking about stuff that they don't have a connection to. Everybody has a connection to some of the stuff you guys have built.
Absolutely. And you know what, Kevin, a lot of our listeners love something that they can visualize. If you ride by Lexington Medical Center, you're looking at structures that MB County's fingerprints are all over. If you ride through Richland and Lexington County schools and administration buildings, some of our city halls throughout, you know, the state of South Carolina, you're seeing things that MB County has their fingerprints on.
Yeah, it's a win. It's a win-win. It's great for the community. Obviously, we love seeing the company continue to grow and do well. Guys, I'm going to ask you to hold tight for me. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go ahead, take a quick time out so we can get a look at what's going on in the world of sports, check in on some of those election and primary commercials for you, and then we're going to come on back for our second half. Really excited that we're talking with some good folks, and love our visits that we do with our friends over in Casey, West Columbia. I hope you'll stick around as we continue Tuesday morning right here at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
Let's get back to it.
It's Casey and Kev
in the Bar Fireside Studio.
Well, no, actually, it's just Kev, but I'm not alone because on the Groucho's Deli hotline, we are really excited to be hanging out with some good folks. As often the case, we get the privilege of saying hello to our good friend Tim James from KC West Columbia, the Chamber, and our outgoing president and CEO. But also hanging out and classing up the joint is Craig Floyd, the executive VP for MB Con Construction. And these gentlemen are here with us for a few more minutes as we continue our visit. And thank you guys again for the time this morning. Always awesome to visit with dynamic people, Tim, that you have working in the community and that you bring in so that we can hear their stories. Big, little, tiny businesses, huge businesses, doesn't matter. We are all together when it comes to growing South Carolina and growing KC West Columbia.
Absolutely. Kevin, while we were off a second ago, I was talking to Craig a little bit about how MBCon truly does integrate and build the community. And so many times we don't recognize it's not just the brick and mortar, it's how you do what you do in that community that doesn't disrupt the community when you're building something that looks like the community when it's all said and done. And I was going to ask Craig to be able to dive in on that a little bit with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, first off, I've never been accused of classing anything up, so thank you for that, Kevin.
Sure.
Yeah, so Tim and I were just chatting about, most owners, I would say all owners, I like to say they want their projects to be uneventful, meaning no drama, no incidents, no negativity, no distractions to their operations. So many times, and I would say almost in all cases, when we win work and we build a relationship with a client, it's not about the sticks and bricks and the technical aspect of the project. It's more about how we are going to deliver that project for them and keep the project uneventful and allow them to focus on their business. Whether it's a school or a college or a hospital, they've got a lot on their plate. They've got a lot to worry about. The last thing we want to do is add something to their plate. We want to take things off their plate, and we do that by thinking about what will cause them grief, what will cause them headaches, and try to build into our plan eliminating those things.
Well, that makes sense. And again, it's kind of like a less is more approach. I mean, the less they need to stress about, you know, the more they're going to get out of it. And it's also something where I can only speak to this having just recently built a house. But, yeah, I stay in my lane. I mean, I come for the inspections, and I ask questions when I have the opportunity and I have questions to ask. But at the same time, I don't tell the plumber how to do the plumbing. I let the experts be the experts. That's why I hired them in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something I see contractors, general contractors, construction managers lose sight of sometimes, that the answers to the challenges or opportunities on projects usually come from the guys and gals that are the skilled trades people closest to the work. You've got to ask them. You've got to engage them. They usually have the answers if you just give them an opportunity.
Yeah, so and this is an interesting question to ask, Craig, because the average person listening might not be ready to call MB Con and say, yeah, I need you to do this and do that. But, I mean, you guys will build something that is for small business owners as much as you'll build something if it's the next branch of Lexington Medical Center. I mean, you guys are willing to do that. If nothing else, people can call you guys and learn and find out what their best plan is, who they should be working with, how they should get it done, and what their timetables are, all that kind of stuff. If they reach out to you guys, you can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people all the time, I love to talk about construction and delivery methods and explore different concepts. And my counsel, my advice, my input comes with no strings attached. I just like to help people figure out how to move projects forward. Whether we get involved or not is really secondary to me. I just like to talk to people about construction projects and what their options are.
How much in construction now is AI playing a part?
Great question. At the macro, super large company level, we're hearing a lot of chatter about using AI to increase productivity on these large mega sites where it's a 2 million square foot data center, for example, and you've got lots of quantities of stuff, dirt and cubic yardage of concrete and a lot of runway in terms of the schedule to let AI help you figure out a more productive way. At a smaller scale, we're still all trying to figure it out right now. We are using it, or I would say guinea pigging AI, to help us with more administrative tasks like contract review, pointing out the riskier items in a contract, that sort of thing. But most of the industry, I would say, is still trying to figure out the right application for AI.
Although I would say the genie's out of the bottle, so it's only going to become more and more pronounced in the industry, as it is with really all things society. And I don't know if that's bad as long as it's used properly. I'm not sure that's a horrible thing, but just got to make sure that we're doing it the right way. And also, at the end of the day, it's still, you know, not everybody can turn a wrench, not everybody can hammer a nail, but you know, we want to make sure that we're still hiring people that have passion for what they're doing.
I was actually expecting I might get a question about AI this morning when I was getting ready, and you made a great point. Whether you like it or not,
it's coming.
It's here, and so figuring out for your organization to what extent you want to try to leverage it. And know that it's going to be a part of your world, and figure out what makes sense for your organization. I also agree with you, though, that the skilled trades people, I'm sure there will be a day where AI figures out how to do some of those tasks. But today, you still need a mason, for the most part, to lay brick. You need a plumber to install piping. And so we still will continue to have those very important human resources and team members that are a critical part of what we do.
Yeah, there you go. I'm really appreciative of you making time for us, Craig. Congratulations on the success of MBCon, and historically and obviously with your current growth, that's great stuff. And as long as you guys, like I said, don't forget where you started, then we'll get along just fine. But guys, thank you so much for the time today, and wish you a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much for having me, and same to you.
Thanks. All right. Tim, take care, my brother.
Thank you, my dear friend. Please vote. Please vote.
Amen. Amen. Have a great one, gentlemen. Very much appreciate you checking in with us. All right.